Okay, welcome everyone to the Planning Commission meeting of Monday, April 12th, 2010. We have one item this evening on the administrative agenda and one item for the public hearing. This should be a very brief meeting this evening, and I think we'll just begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Thank you. Commissioner Daniels?
Present.
Commissioner Stapleman?
Present.
Commissioner Wallace?
Here.
Vice Chair Sheeler?
Present.
Chair Solomon?
Here. If you've been paying careful attention to our meetings, you'll notice that we have a new planning commissioner with us this evening. Welcome, Raina Stapleman. We're very, very glad to have you aboard. All right. Well, this is the time for any member of the public to address the commission on an item that's not on the agenda, but we have no members of the public with us this evening. So we'll just move forward. I'll check with the – do we have any speaker slips? Anybody planning to show up?
Chair Solomon, I've not received any speaker slips.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Any adjustments or amendments to tonight's agenda?
Chair and Commissioners, there are no changes.
Will the clerk please read our first agenda item?
Item A1 on the administrative agenda is the Planning Commission minutes for the Planning Commission meeting of March 22, 2010.
Any discussion about the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. That was Commissioner Daniels moving to approve and Commissioner Sheeler seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So that will carry on 5-0. That's our first one. Well, we'll now move to the public hearing portion of our agenda. And will the clerk please read agenda item B1?
Thank you. Item B1 is a public hearing on 09-154 CUP. It's the T-Mobile Monopine Wireless Telecommunications Facility located at 7402 Hollister Avenue, APN 079-210-064.
Thank you. Staff? Ms. Miller?
Thank you, Commissioners. This will be brief because our recommendation this evening is to take this item off calendar. Just to refresh your memories and anybody who is watching, we have an issue associated with this proposal, and that is there is some overlap between the proposed lease area for the T-Mobile facility with one of the options for the alignment associated with the proposed new highway 101 overpass. So we're requesting that this be taken off calendar while we continue to work on issues with the applicant.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Miller. Any discussion or questions about the item? May I please have a motion to remove this item from the calendar?
Motion made.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Then the motion carries 5-0, and we will move on to the director's report. Ms. Miller?
Thank you, Commissioners. I only have a few items for you this evening. I wanted to let you know that the City Council on April 6th, so last Tuesday, heard again the Citrus Village project, and some of you may recall that the Planning Commission's decision was to approve that project. It was a 12-unit project at the time. That decision was appealed by a neighbor to the City Council, and the City Council had considered it for some time now. It ultimately was revised to a 10-unit project, and that would be duplexes in five buildings along the eastern property boundary. with parking along the western property boundary, which is where the interface with the commercial activity is. And that was approved on that evening by the City Council. Next, I wanted to talk to you for just a moment about your calendar and move right to your next meeting, which would be on April 26th. We are recommending that that meeting be canceled. We simply don't have items ready for you at this time. But you're probably thinking ahead and looking at your projection report and seeing that we don't have items yet committed for your May meetings. But we think something will probably gel by that time. And we have some choices as well. There are, if we don't have permit items ready for you, we will probably have one or more discussion items. So there will probably be something for you in May. And then we do expect June through the rest of the year will probably be quite busy. So for this particular item under director's report, would be a cancellation of the 426 meeting. I don't think we need to vote on that. We can just acknowledge that by consensus.
Ms. Miller, looking forward to a busy calendar for the summer. I'm wondering what our dark dates are.
And that gets me to my next item. So generally, the Planning Commission becomes consistent with dark days for City Council. And right now, from what I understand, the dark days for City Council in the summer are July 6th, which is their first meeting in that month, and August 17th, which is their second date in that month. And generally, we're consistent with Planning Commission. So whatever your first meeting would be in July, we would normally go dark, and that would be July 12th. And then your second meeting in August would be August 23rd. So I'm just putting this out here for the moment just for your awareness and discussion. I didn't intend to make a final determination on that because you may need to then check your own schedules and see if what you have planned. And we would try and work around all of this in coming to a final determination on the summer schedule. And when I turn this back over to you, some of you may already know your plans. But I would say as we get into our May meetings, we're going to have to make some decisions about this. Thank you. That's all I had for you this evening.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Any questions or comments?
Yes. I would just like to comment that I abstained on item A1 as I was not a commissioner at the last meeting.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments about scheduling going forward? Nope. Okay. Well, completing the director's report, are there any other items that planning commissioners would like to bring forward at this point? Nope. Okay. Well, I would like to invite our newest planning commissioner, Ms. Stapleman, to tell us a little bit about herself.
The hot seat. I've been a resident homeowner here in Goleta for 8 years, and my husband and I have 5 children between us, and presently we've got two at UCSB, one at Berkeley, and the other two graduated already, so We're a busy, you know, older family. We love Goleta. We really enjoy living where we do. We're close to the dog parks, and we have 2 dogs. And I'm a realtor here in town in the entire Santa Barbara area, so I get to see firsthand lots of homes, beautiful homes, all over the area. And I'm just really excited and pleased to be a part of the commission. Thank you.
We're delighted to have you. Thank you. All right. Well, yes.
I wanted to also just say welcome, Commissioner Stapleman. We are intended to be a 5-member commission, And we've been lonesome with that empty chair. Thanks for filling it.
Thank you.
All right, any other items to bring before? No? Okay. Well, in that case, I will ask for a motion to adjourn. And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, that motion carried. Thank you very much.